Let me take you step by step through the process of doing the graph for assignment one. Look at graph number one, or picture number one. It's a piece of graph paper. Of course, this is what a graph paper looks like. It's a bunch of lines that go left to right and up and down that define a grid. Most likely the graph paper you use won't be as fine as this. You happen to have some of the stuff lying around. But, because you can also use this, the one that's in the book. Let's go to picture two. In picture two, I've added numbers to the axes, which are the same numbers you should add to your axes. And so what you want, a piece of graph paper that's big enough, or at least a spacing that's big enough, or appropriate so you can use these numbers. In other words, the vertical axis goes from 0 up to 90 by 10s. Actually, it might even be better to go from 0 to 100 by 10s, just to give yourself a little extra space. And here I got 95. That's probably okay. And on the x-axis going across, from 0 up to 800 by hundreds. So 0 to 90 by 10s going up, 0 to 100, 0 to 800 by 100s going across. Picture 3 shows a typical result you'll get if I go into the web page for the data for assignment 1. Notice I got the first assignment 1 box checked there, a little radio button says assignment 1, and you see some numbers here, and these you're supposed to imagine are the results of some experiment where you tried different x values and got these particular y values. Everybody who goes to this page will get a different set of y values, but the same set of x values. In picture 4, this is what it looks like after you've pasted those numbers into your spreadsheet the way the assignment 1 is supposed to be done according to the booklet. So you see the spreadsheet there with its sort of grid, and you see the x's and x numbers in column B and the y numbers in column C. What you're supposed to do once you've got them in the spreadsheet, or someplace you can save them, numbers that is, someplace you can save the numbers, is to graph them. And here's how you graph them. Look at that first row 2 there. The first point is x equals 100, y is 31. Now let's look at diagram number 5 and see how, get on the bottom of diagram number 5, how this point is represented by finding the 100 on the x-axis and 31 on the y-axis, and you vertically above 100 and horizontally across from 31, where those meet, that's where you put the point x equals 100, y equals 31. Moving along to diagram 6, you see all 7 points are plotted similarly. So here I got 7 dots representing the 7 points that are in diagrams 3 and 4. Again, those 7 points are shown in diagram 6. Now, next thing to do from here is to get out a ruler, a straight edge, or something lets you draw a straight line, and draw a line that you think, based on your intuitive look at this thing, you think best fits the points. Diagram 7, I've drawn mine. Of course, yours will be different from mine because you'll have different numbers, and so your graph will look a little different too. But there's my, what I call the eyeball line, the line I do just by looking. One of the things I'd like you to do is to tell me what the slope and the intercept of the eyeball line are, your eyeball line are. Take a look at diagram 8. This will show you how you do that. What you find, first you look at the graph and find extend the line so it hits the vertical y-axis and read off how high up it is. Looks like for me it's about 27, roughly. I could make it 26, but when I did when I drew this picture, I thought it was closer to 27. Now I look at it, it's more like 26 and a half. But call it, so that's part of the problem with eyeball, I guess. Well, so let's, I'm going to call it 27 for this purpose, right there. And then by that arrow on the x-axis between 20 and 30 is roughly at 27. And looking up the, moving to the upper right corner of the same diagram, number 8, I'm going to say that that line, I'm looking for the vertical, what y value is vertically above 800 on the line. So the line looks to me, but that little arrow, I'll call that 90. So I've got, so going from 0, x equals 0 to x equals 800, this eyeball line of mine goes from 27 up to 90. So the way I calculate the slope from that is to use the formula on that yellow sticky that's stuck right on top of the diagram. You take the y value at 800, subtract the y value at 0, and divide by 800 minus 0, the difference between the x values. So you get 90 minus 27 over 800, which works out to 0.7875. That's not right. Should be 0.07875. Oops. So, screwed that up, but should be 0.07875 because it's less than, it's definitely less than 1 out of 10. Well, I guess everybody makes mistakes. Try not to make that mistake yourself, though. The right number answer is 0.07875. So you'd report to me the number 0.07875 and as the slope, and the number 27, the y value at x equals 0, number 27, as the intercept. Later, let's move on to number 9. You'll be doing, at this point you put the graph aside and go work on your spreadsheet, and you'll eventually calculate a least squares line. And the spread, using the stuff for the spreadsheet, you can then calculate the end points or two points on a least squares line. The two points I recommend that work the best is to use the intercept that the spreadsheet gives you for the least squares line. That's, I get 24.57 for mine, so I draw a big dot there at about 24 and a half there on the x-axis to the left of the yellow sticky. And then on the now, from the same spreadsheet, I can calculate what the value of y is when x is 800, and I get 88.29. So I put a dot up there on the vertical for x equals 800, and about 88 and a little more. Looks like 85, 6, 7, 8, yep, and a little more. And then I didn't connect those two, but you can see that if I do connect them two, then I'm going to get another line that's a little lower than my eyeball line, but pretty close to it. And similarly, your eyeball line and your least squares line should be pretty close. That's how you do the graph part for assignment 1.